fucking awesome. Come on, it's gonna be fucking awesome.
You know the words.
It's gonna be fucking awesome.
That's it, see.
It's gonna be fucking awesome.
Hi-ho, it's me, the Coolest Geek Alive, coming at you with another episode of The Coolest Geek Alive, the 93rd episode. In fact, we are counting up to episode 100, which I'm going to do like something special. I'm planning it right now. I'm excited. How are you guys doing? I hope you're doing great, my Coolest Geeks. Care Bear Stare out to all of you. I know some people, myself in one way or another, have been going through some tough things at the moment, so love to all of you guys. I really am. I love you guys. And I love sharing all this love. And I was so excited how big the episode we did on The Princess Bride was. Like, we had a lot of downloads of that episode. And it was so cool because it I did that because I was just loving The Princess Bride to some bartender who was just telling me some books that she liked. And I said, if you like those books, you would love The Princess Bride. She was like, that was a book? And I was like, it's a book. It's the greatest book that's ever fucking been written. And in recommending it to her, I was just like, oh, man, why haven't I done an episode on The Princess Bride and William Goldman? And I'm so episode. But I got that off my chest. I'm so excited that I did that and got it off my chest. And it was such like a loving act that I feel like all the downloads, you know, were well, not just for the love of The Princess Bride, but just like I feel like when love meets love, good things happen. And that made me happy because I was looking to see like how we were doing with like coolest pick episodes and things that were like retrospectives on like great shit. Were those getting the same kind of downloads as everything else? Like, were like people going, I don't want to hear about why this is so good. But I don't know. I feel like the temperature is changing in the room, and I feel like everybody's like done bitching about everything. I mean, yeah, like plenty of stuff sucks, but there's some great stuff, and we can talk about that. So today, I want to talk about my love of Godzilla. Godzilla! I love Godzilla, man. And like many of my great loves, they come from my parents. Not my mom this time. My mom's, you know, the Muppets. My dad is a big Godzilla fan. And he was, you know, a touring musician. For those of you who don't know, my dad's Dee Snider from Twisted Sister. So he would go to Japan, and in his office, he had all these imports from Japan, and the stuff in America for Godzilla always sucked, but the imports from Japan were dope, man. And he had all sorts of fun stuff that I remember he had on his desk, like a lighter, like it would like spark out of its mouth when you like rolled it on the ground. And I remember he had like a wall mount of baby Godzilla's head, and if you hit the button, it would be like he had a bunch of really great stuff. And I had, you know, I had this, I probably had like the biggest individual collection of individual characters and variations of characters from various geek culture media, science fiction, fantasy, whatever. But I had a fire and I lost everything. And one of my prized possessions that I lost was an import giant Godzilla. He was like, I don't know, 3 feet tall is probably like an exaggeration. He was over 2 feet tall, and rubber on the outside. And he, you know, you could actually still turn him on when you get like the batteries right. And he would walk. And he was my Godzilla. And I used to face him off against this great giant Stay Puft Marshmallow Man that I had, who was just like a little bit smaller than him. But it was great. It was a great toy. I spent a lot of money on that freaking Godzilla too. Like a few hundred bucks as like a birthday present for myself 1 year when I was doing really good. And I was like, all right, I'm getting this fucking Godzilla. That's mine. It will be mine. Yeah. Oh, I missed that Godzilla. I found him all melted. It was sad. But yeah, man, my dad had all this great Godzilla stuff. And I remember watching them as a kid and just loving them. And I was trying to remember like which ones I watched as a kid. But I honestly, I can't really remember, and I think maybe I had some remembrance when I was first rewatching them as like a teenager, which was when I think I bought like a DVD box set of them. Like 18, 19, maybe my 20s or early 20s, some of that was definitely early 20s then, or teens. Like I remember getting this big box set that had mostly all the Godzilla movies. When I was going back, I realized that like there was like one or two that it seemed like I hadn't seen. One in particular that's recent that I haven't seen that I'm really excited to see. I was trying to see if it was available to watch before the show, called Shin Godzilla. I hear it's awesome. I have not seen that one. And if you're a Godzilla fan, you've seen it. You're like, what? You didn't see Shin Godzilla and you're a Godzilla fan? Oh, I know. Ah, man, I suck. But I'm going to watch it as soon as possible, and I'm probably going to add it to my coolest picks because it sounds rad. I was really like digging on that one. That was like the one like really good one that I was like, what? There was a good one and I missed it? Fuck. But yeah, the one movie that I do remember watching over and over, and I definitely watched more than just this one, it was the Godzilla and Kong, which took me a while to find. I remember, like, it wasn't available in any of the box sets. It was like a separate release that I eventually got my hands on when I started like trying to like watch it as a fan, because I've just always been fascinated, one, by things that are unreal pretending to be real, you know, puppets like the Muppets and the Creature Shop, and you know, really good special effects, makeup, practical effects. I just love that stuff. Anything, especially like as a kid, like all that stuff really, really spoke to me. And I think, like, you know, for me, watching Kong and Godzilla as a kid, which, like, you know, if you go back and watch it now, it is wonky as hell, but it's, if you can get into it, it's super fucking fun and entertaining. But, you know, really the thing about Godzilla, besides the fact that there's all this like unreal stuff going on, that for me as a kid, like, I just, you know, like, because I would just imagine so deeply into it. And it's funny, I realize that like about myself now, like, I don't imagine so deeply into these things because I'm a writer. They've all become like, how do I describe it? They've all become like different ideas, different ingredients that I see over and over again in various storytelling. And, you know, I don't really love to write that way, although the sort of simple solutions come to you when you understand that language. So, like, when you understand the language of, oh, you know, ideas that have been tried and true many times before, because they connect dots in these ways, you know, those things get used over and over again. But I find that really when you build a story out of idea, you know, like the idea is this, and then you build everything around that idea. You know, the idea is this man, and he is very angry, and all the people in his life are very happy, because we need to contrast this man's anger, you know, like, and when things build from logical places, natural things happen, which you've never seen happen in any other thing before, you know, and that's really where the best ideas come from, really naturalistically, like, as you just like honor a thing. This is why it's so important for adaptations to be done right and honor the source material and whatnot, because the moment you just like go off the grid, this is, it's just like, you're just playing with fire is the thing. The odds that you're going to get somebody who's going to go off the grid and make it better when it's already something that people think is really great. You know, there are things to shine up and improve for a film. And there are things to think about differently when you're making a film. But the ideas inherent in the fundamental nature of something that people like are important to get right. It's just like, I mean, really, like, it's important because it's so dangerous to not do it. And the best story comes out of the best ideas, you know, and those ideas being brought forth, you know, it's like you always see the writer tie it with a bow and see the idea that we started with in the beginning has come through in the end in some way or another. Ideas are so just like important to everything. And it's another big problem in production in Hollywood, because producers don't really understand that. And they will sort of Swiss cheese punch holes in everything. And they do it in comics. They do it in music. You know, I've worked in all these industries. So I've seen it. You know, my brother's a filmmaker, and I've worked in plenty of different areas of media. And it's just, you know, it's like if you're working at 7-Eleven, like I used to work at 7-Eleven. Yo, shout out to all my fellow 7-Eleven employees. You know, and you've got a boss. And, you know, generally speaking, managers are less intelligent than the people above them, because the people above them want people that they can control. And then the managers tend to be sort of controlling themselves, you know, and because it goes down the chain. And a lot of these companies, they have like these huge things. It was a great joke on a recent movie I was watching. I forget what it's called right now, but they were making this movie and they kept wanting to stop production. And this lady was just basically threatening to like destroy this person if she does not make this movie happen. And eventually you see that she's having a meeting with her boss, and her boss is threatening to destroy her if she doesn't make this movie happen. And it's like, that's what happens. And like, everybody wants to have their say. Like it's something wonderful about Bob Iger and terrible about Bob Iger. You know, like what a really good producer does, which I consider myself a very good producer, is you bring in people that you trust, you see their work, and you get it, and you're like, yes, this is great. And then you give them the space to do the work that they need to do. But you must know what it is that they're doing as well intellectually as they do. You know, like I'm an okay artist. Lots of people in my life like to tell me I'm a very good artist, but I'm a bit shy about my artwork. But I understand art enough to be a very good art director. And when I work with somebody like, rest in peace, Jason Pearson, you know, I'm not fucking getting in the way of a maestro. You know, Jason is incredible at what he does. You know, he's done it many, many times before. Then I may be working with an artist, like let's say David Witt, and David Witt is an incredible artist. So don't let me sleep on David Witt. And I'm sure if David Witt was hearing this, he wouldn't feel disrespected. But with David, I made a script. You know, I wrote something together, for him to follow, to lay out all the things. With Jason, I literally just said, here's the song for this, for Blacklight District. We did all these really great little collaborations for this Blacklight District project, where I basically set all the lyrics to a comic book story. You can find it at blacklightdistrict.co for free. You can listen to all the music and you can read all the comics. They're really cool. And for different people, I did different things, is basically what I'm saying. And you know, and Jason Pearson has done fucking hundreds of comics at this point. In his career when I was working with him. And David Witt has done, I don't know, only maybe like a half a dozen. Not a lot. And forgive me, David, if I'm like shortchanging you, but certainly a smaller amount than Jason. So, you know, with different people that I was working with, I collaborated differently. And that's the thing, like, you know, you have to be aware of who you're working with so that you can adjust. And with Iger, he was giving the people the space to do their thing, but he got terrible people to do their thing. And he doesn't know anything about anything because he wants to be a weatherman. And it's true. You can look that up. And he's fumbling the ball because, you know, there's no way to correct these things. Also, he's got major pressure from the people above him, the high finance people. They love this DEI shit. This is like causing massive, like stupid, useless arguments between people. And then we're not like part of governance. And then like, you know, yay, everything collapses. It's awesome. Woohoo. I'm sorry, as somebody in the center, you know, who really, like, I love everybody, like, I know people on the left, and I know people on the right, and I've gotten very kind of bitter at all of you guys, like, just, like, because your conversations are just so ugly on both sides of things, and, like, everybody's behavior is so shitty, and, just, like, trying to take myself out of it, and, like, celebrate here, in the middle, about Godzilla, woohoo, That's what I'm gonna do.
Kong and Godzilla is so fucking rad, and I didn't even realize like how early it was in the run, but like I, you know, it was, there's fucking 30 something Godzilla movies. There's so many Godzilla movies, it's ridiculous. And I was just like absorbing a ton of different things in terms of just like kind of freshening myself up. And so it reminded me of lots of stuff, but I'm not going to get into like crazy minutia of this as I like get into like the list of movies. I mean, because it's crazy. Like I couldn't watch them all, but I had just watched Godzilla X Kong, which I guess we should talk about first, which, you know, here's the thing. Oftentimes, Godzilla is about you making it more real in your mind. Because a lot of it, and I mean some of these Godzilla movies are fucking awful. They're really terrible. Some of them are genuinely good, and some of them are really good. The original Godzilla is really great. Gojira is good. I want to call this episode Gojira, but like I want people to like find it, and I feel like some people are retarded and they won't get it if I don't put that, if I don't put Godzilla in it somewhere. So I don't know. I'm thinking about it. I'm figuring out this thing. I want to like re-edit my headline. Really, headlines are such a fucking big part of like the podcast making process. Got to be better about writing my headlines. I've been better on some levels, but like now I just like tie myself in knots before I have to write one of these freaking headlines. Anyway, can you imagine Godzilla? This freaking gigantic, like I'm looking up at the sky right now. I'm like trying to go like, how high would I have to look in order to look up at Godzilla? It would be, you, sometimes they do those shots where the people are literally just looking straight up in the air and you like see their shoulders down and you're like, yeah, all right, that makes sense. Like, oh fuck, Godzilla, you know, talk about the juggernaut. I always was fascinated with the juggernaut, the unstoppable man, the Godzilla, the unstoppable force of nature. Fucking, it's just so cool. I love it, you know. I love giant monsters, and I love giant monster movies, and I think my love starts with Godzilla. Like I said, you know, my dad was a Godzilla fan, and there was Godzilla stuff, and I guess I kept asking about Godzilla because I'm like, what is this? You know, what is this? And he shoots fire out of his mouth. And he's like, he's a giant. And he shoots. Can I watch this movie? I'm like, oh my God, there it is. Godzilla. Fuck. Yeah, man. I love Godzilla. Like, it's like, it doesn't matter. Like, even if the movie sucks, I'm like, well, it was a Godzilla movie. And like we talk about, I remember how fucking disappointed I was in that stupid American Godzilla with Matthew Broderick and Hank Azaria and shit. I fucking hated that movie because I hated how Godzilla looked. I just thought he looked so stupid. Stupid looking Godzilla. It's like, ugh, he looks like an iguana or something. He doesn't look like Godzilla. Like I grew up with Godzilla, like what Godzilla looked like imprinted in my mind. I think that might have been like my first major fanboy disappointment was that American Godzilla. Like I was just like, ugh, what? Like I remember seeing like the promotions for it, like, you know, size does matter, and I was like, yes. And they released like a music video where they didn't like reveal Godzilla, but they're like teasing him or something, and I was like, yes. And then they had like these posters of him like poking his face through a wall, and I was like, him? That's the fucking design that you chose? That was it? You were like, uh-huh, Godzilla, nailed it. I hate that fucking Godzilla movie. And yet, yeah, it's like on TV sometimes when I'm traveling and shit, and I've watched it many times because I love giant monster movies, and I really like Hank Azaria, and I really like Matthew Broderick, so I watch that stupid movie. But I think that movie kind of sucks. Not kind of, it sucks. It was very disappointing as a Godzilla fan. But, you know, it's still, you know, there's still kind of some Godzilla going on in it. Kind of, it's kind of Godzilla. Anyway, let's talk about Kong versus Godzilla. me and my kids were in the back row. And at a certain point, I realized that everybody who was like sitting there was like sitting like further in front of me. And we were like dealing with some of the humans. And I was like, I'm going to play a game of Marvel Snap. And I played a game of Marvel Snap. And then the monsters came on. And I watched the monsters fight. I went back to playing some Snap. At a certain point, it seemed like some things that were going on that I needed to understand, so I retreated from my game of Marvel Snap. And I basically watched the rest of the movie. You know, look, man, if I was producing that movie, shit be clutch. Promise you. I mean, it's not bad. The I'm gonna go through the list of all the Godzilla movies, and essentially the list is like, it's a Godzilla movie, and if you like Godzilla movies, you'll be like, rock, and if you like Godzilla movies, there's still some Godzilla movies that are fucking ass, and I don't recommend them, even if you like Godzilla. So I'll say, like, you know, worth watching maybe these guys if you like watching Godzilla movies, but you know, I'm gonna bring your attention mostly to, like, there's like a good like dozen or so great ones, and like I said, there's like fucking 30 Godzilla movies. It's crazy how many fucking Godzilla movies is. So the opening movie in 54, which establishes Gojira, is fucking awesome. It's awesome. It takes it seriously, and it is for reals. It's awesome. Honestly, the movies that most honor the tone and vibe of this first outing are the best ones. There's certainly a certain amount of camp and whatnot that is inherent in Godzilla, and that's fine. You just have to embrace that stuff realistically, the same way you embrace Godzilla realistically. And sometimes that happens, like in Godzilla Minus One. And it's amazing. You know, in this one, it's just kind of silly, the Godzilla X Kong. But there's some fun stuff. It's, you know, it's a Godzilla movie. I like Godzilla movies. Me and my kids had a good time. But, like, it was all right. Is I. So let's see. Gojira is really the shit. It's a great movie. I would say it's a classic film, like, you know, put it in the archives, an important film, and really does well. You know, I know it's a guy in a suit and what, and you've seen some of the shit that does not look so good of the guy in the suit, and I'll explain a little bit of why that happens over and again. Godzilla was the shit. And they brought out Godzilla Raids Again, like, immediately, and they rushed the production of this thing, and the sequel sucked ass. But then Toho Films had a shitload of hits with a movie called Rodan, another movie called Varan, another one called Mothra, and some others. I don't think I've ever seen... Maybe I watched the original Mothra, and maybe Rodan. Haven't seen Varan. Mothra was never my favorite necessarily. I liked Mothra when she was with like scarier monsters, because those were the ones that I was more interested in. The giant butterfly thing didn't necessarily like interest me. I don't know if I was like grossed out by it or anything, but I was just kind of like, eh. But they had some big hits with these. So Kong ends up making his third appearance in the Kong versus Godzilla movie, which, like I said, is super fun. That is one of my star ones. I recommend, even though it's like goofy and it's not like rooted and shit, it's just fun. It's really just fun. You know, this is definitely one of those things. It's like continuity be damned. But of course, they keep going back to the well of the original film time and time again. So many of these movies will be like, oh, you know, like Godzilla Minus One before the original movie. And that's always where the best stuff comes from. So what does that teach us? What does the Godzilla franchise teach? It teaches us to honor the franchise, like try to do that whenever possible. But I do think that some of these things were made by different studios. I think Kong versus Godzilla was made by an American studio. It is quite silly, but it is cool. Then they came back to Godzilla with Mothra versus Godzilla. So they had a hit with Mothra, and Godzilla was a hit, even though Raids Again was a flop for them. And this revitalized the franchise. And this one is pretty good. I would say of the ones that I'm going to recommend, maybe this one's my least favorite, but it's got heart and it's cool. You know, Mothra's cool. And like, you know, you feel the vibes with them. When I can, I like to watch these movies subtitled, especially the good ones. But you know, most of them you can watch them with dubbing. Some of the dubbing is just terrible, though, in some of the movies. So then after that, they did Ghidorah, the three-headed monster. So they introduced a new monster, and he got his own movie. But in his movie was Godzilla, Rodan, who, like I said, Toho had a hit with, and Mothra. This movie's silly and not necessarily one of my favorites, even though Ghidorah's a cool monster. Invasion of the Astro Monster was next, which has Godzilla, Rodan, Ghidorah, and it's got like a 60s vibe, and it's in space. And that one I really dig. The Astro Monster's cool, and like. It's a cool, like, multiple, the many monsters is all, like, I throw more monsters in is always, I like more monsters. You know, for me, as the universe gets taken, it's like, you know, it's really cool too. I wanted to say and like talk about, like, this was the very first, you know, Marvel universe and shared universe, the Toho Monsterverse. They had Godzilla. Raids Again was a bust, but Mothra was a big hit, and Rodan was a big hit, and now they've been crossing Mothra and Rodan into their movies for years. These guys were movie stars in their own right, and a lot of them have other movies. I made some notes of some of the movies in here, so I can share some of this history of Godzilla, because some of these things I didn't even necessarily know until I went to just kind of like gather myself about the stuff, because I knew I'd watched almost all the movies. This massive, really cool fucking box set, and then a whole bunch of other ones that I was missing. I remember I was missing one or two that I just hadn't been able to find. But I think one of the box sets had eventually come out in America, but I had bought it in Japanese, and it had subtitles on it, so that's why I'd gotten it. Yeah, I'm one of those guys. I'm a Godzilla guy, you know what I'm talking about. You know, just want to impress you with my Godzilla-ness. Are you impressed? I hope you're impressed. Good. Be impressed. So Invasion of Astro Monster is pretty cool. I would recommend that one as well. But of course, the original is really the one in particular. And like, I'll like go over like a top three or four. And I wouldn't put Invasion of Astro Monster in the top three or four. Just because it's not like modern, but it is great. More fun than the Mothra versus Godzilla, which is very serious. But good. Then we've got a movie called Abira, Horror of the Deep. Godzilla's in that. I never saw that one. Apparently it was supposed to be a King Kong movie, and they switched it into a Godzilla movie, and he fights like this crab or something like that. But I've never watched that one. They say it's all right. The Son of Godzilla, which is, sucks ass. You know, I mean, some of the monster shit's like, whatever. Like, it's fun. it's you know, monster stuff's always fun. And the stupid Godzilla, baby Godzilla's not on screen all the time. They bring back baby Godzilla at other points in time. And he's much cuter and cooler in other incarnations than he is in the freaking, his first outing sucks. I don't recommend that at all. But after Son of Godzilla is Destroy All Monsters. There's a fucking 11 monsters in this thing. Rodan, Ghidorah, monster from the first sequel, Anguirus comes back and he's cooler, Mothra, and plenty of others. And Destroy All Monsters is rad. It's so funny, you know, Toho, like the story goes with their movies, just or at least the Godzilla franchise, just they're constantly just a little like, yeah, we had a big hit here, let's make another. And then they make another and it's a failure and they're like, ah, bummer. And then they're like, well, let's try again by crossing him over with Mothra. okay, we've got a big hit here. Let's make another. And they make Ghidorah the three-headed monster, and they cross over, and it's just kind of like, people are like, yeah, this isn't very good, even though Ghidorah is kind of cool. And they're like, ah, well, let's try one more time. Maybe we'll get it right. And Invasion of Vastra Monsters, and that one's good. Okay, we've got a big hit here. Let's try again. Ibira, Horror of the Deep success. Like maybe this is a property for children, Sons of Godzilla success. Oh, man. Let's go back to what we did the first time. Destroy All Monsters is fucking awesome. Some amount of... They're just like, kind of just like keep swinging. Like behind the scenes is very much of like, well, that was a hit, so let's make another. And then it's like, oh, well, let's make one where we kill him. And then like they kill him, and it's like, okay, well, that one's good, so let's make another. Like, it's just super, it's stupid. This is just typical Hollywood business people minded whatever. After Destroy All Monsters, which Destroy All Monsters is one of the top of the list. Like, I think probably it'll be like a top four, and Destroy All Monsters is one of the best ones. Destroy All Monsters is great. Highly recommend that one. Tons of monsters. Super fun. Then there's All Monsters Attack, which comes after that, which is a kiddie movie, and it sucks. Then there's Godzilla vs. Ghidorah, which is, it sucks. Then there's Godzilla vs. Gigan, which is kind of like a tag team movie, and it's kind of fun. But like, it's one of those middle of the road Godzilla movies. Like, it's a Godzilla movie, but it doesn't suck, but it's not great. Like Godzilla X Kong. Then there's Godzilla versus Megalon, and that sucks. Don't watch that one. Then there's Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla, the first one, and that one rules. It's very cool. Then they followed it up with Terror of Mechagodzilla, and that sucks ass. Don't watch Terror of Mechagodzilla. But Godzilla vs. Mechagodzilla is good. It's one of the better ones. Like, it would be like maybe 5 or 6 on like a top 10 list. Then they came, was like a return to the roots of Godzilla, like a rehash with new Godzilla, and like, you know, a little bit of a new look. I love the look of this Godzilla. Return of Godzilla in 85. And it's a direct sequel to the original. So they go back to the roots. And Return of Godzilla is like a little wonky, but I still like Return of Godzilla. I think Godzilla 85 is like one of the Godzillas that I do remember watching, in addition to Kong versus Godzilla, when I was a kid. So I have like an imprint on that one. I like that one, but still I would put it like, you know, maybe at number 7 or something like that on this list of the good ones. Then there's Godzilla versus Biollante, which comes after that one, which is quite cool. If you've seen like the statues or whatever, it's like this weird like plant thing with teeth, and it has lots of different configurations. It's pretty gnarly and neat. And after that comes Godzilla versus King Ghidorah, and it's like an origin story for Godzilla, I think. Pretty good. I think that's right. That one's cool because, again, you know, origin story goes back to the roots of the thing pretty good. And Biollante, in the previous movie, is just a really cool monster. And, you know, these guys would be, you know, somewhere in the middle of the list, I guess. You know, I probably have a little bit more to recommend than I even thought. Let's see how many. Gojira, 1. Kong versus Godzilla, 2. Mothra versus Godzilla, 3. Invasion of Astro Monster, 4. Destroy All Monsters, 5. Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla, 6. Return of Godzilla, 85, 7. Godzilla versus Biollante, 8. Godzilla versus King Ghidorah, 9. And then I've got 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. I guess I've got 16. 16. Oh, 16, 17, 17. Yeah, all right. I mean, this is why people love Godzilla. There are a lot of good ones. Okay, so yeah, so but it's the, what is it? Godzilla Biollante and Godzilla versus King Ghidorah, the origin, they're pretty cool flicks. Then they did another Godzilla and Mothra crossover, Godzilla and Mothra, The Battle for Earth. It's okay. Then they came back and did Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla 2, and that's pretty awesome. It's got Rodan, it's got Baby Zilla, it's got Ghidorah, that one's pretty rad. And I think the Baby Godzilla is pretty cute in it. And it's really weird, like, because they like relaunched the project, and then they come back and they do Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla 2. And I guess it's kind of like a remake. It's great. Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla is great, and Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla 2 is great. I recommend those ones. Don't watch Terror of Mechagodzilla. That sucks. Okay, then there's Godzilla versus Space Godzilla, which is okay. Space Godzilla is very cool looking. It's not the best one, but Space Godzilla is pretty rad. But then, because Space Godzilla isn't like a big hit, they decide to kill Godzilla and they do a movie called Godzilla versus Destoroyah, and Godzilla dies. And that movie's great. I like Godzilla versus Destoroyah. That's a favorite. Okay, then we've got the American Godzilla. That shit sucks. Then we've got Mothra, who returns, and Mothra's Rebirth 1, 2, and 3. I didn't watch any of those movies. Like I said, Mothra doesn't super excite me. But for those of you paying attention. And then we had Godzilla 2000, which I really enjoyed, even though it would be like, you know, probably 17 or 16 on this list or whatever, you know, with Godzilla 85 that I have a fancy for. Even though it's not perfect, but it is cool. I like the design and stuff, Godzilla's, and I like the Godzilla 2000 design. It's fun. After Godzilla 2000, they did a movie called Godzilla versus Megaguirus. It sucks. Don't watch that one. But then they do Godzilla, Mothra, and King Ghidorah, All Monsters Attack. And All Monsters Attack is rad. I highly recommend All Monsters Attack. It is a super great Godzilla movie. Maybe one of the best in that top four. You know, the top four is probably the original Kong versus Godzilla, which is silly, but it's great. And this one, All Monsters Attack, Godzilla, Mothra, and King Ghidorah, like freaking awesome. And we'll get to my next pick for like my top four in a second. And then there's an okay trilogy. It's Godzilla against Mechagodzilla is the first one. I don't love that one, but it's not terrible. Then there's Godzilla Tokyo SOS, which is a kind of a direct sequel to Mothra. Again, I'm not a huge Mothra fan, again, the movie's okay. And then there's Godzilla Final Wars, which remakes Destroy All Monsters, and is fucking Destroy All Monsters is great, and this is great. It's super actiony and over the top and crazy and like nonstop and awesome. Don Fry's in it, who's one of the, you know, greatest freaking UFC fighters of all time. I mean, he's I forget exactly what, like, I think it was UFC that he was, but Don Fry's a badass, and he's in the movie, and it's pretty fun. And in Godzilla Final Wars, Godzilla shames the American Iguana Godzilla. Like, you know, Godzilla Iguana shows up and he like kicks his ass, and it's great. Then there is the American Gareth Edwards Godzilla, which I would say is, you know, my other top of my list for me of great takes on Godzilla. I think he did a really great job honoring the Thing. Again, it was, you know, kind of going back to the roots of Godzilla, the promise that was here with the original Godzilla, and even Godzilla King of the Monsters, which I liked less, but it started to kind of deteriorate for me. You know, of course, they did the Kong movie, which was enjoyable. I liked the Kong movie, but, you know, again, like, I just always, I think these things could be a bit better than they are oftentimes. And that was one that I felt that way. But I liked the Kong movie. And Godzilla vs. Kong, though, I was very disappointed in. This one I maybe liked a little better. It was just over the top and ridiculous. But Godzilla King of the Monsters, the sequel to Gareth Edwards' Godzilla, I recommend. And, I mean, Godzilla vs. Kong's, you know, it's a Godzilla movie. Then there's the Shin Godzilla, which I haven't watched. I must watch. I'm looking forward to it. It looks scary and cool, and I'm excited to watch it very much. Oh, the thing I wanted to say, too, about the Godzilla, Mothra, King Ghidorah, All Monsters Attack, is it's got like a mystical angle to everything that's really great and cool. I like that one a lot, and the special effects are really fun, and the monsters look great. The monsters really look really cool, you know, in a lot of these. Then they did a like an anime series, and I don't think I watched all of it because I wasn't really impressed with like the first one. I put them on in the background. I think maybe I watched some of the second one too, or maybe I watched some of the third one, because I just like I didn't care. I watched like I said, I was watching the first one and I ended up like multitasking. I was like, I don't like this. I got bored with it. But then I remember putting on maybe one of the other ones another time. I didn't like a lot of the animation. I didn't like how Godzilla really looked. So I was kind of like bummed out about that because I was like putting it on for the monster fights and I don't love how they looked. So I don't really recommend any of those mostly. When I was looking at like, you know, lists and stuff, it seems like some people kind of like them. I mean, they weren't as hated as I hated them. I didn't really like them. They made me fall asleep. And I like animation, but I wasn't a fan of these. Then there's Godzilla King of the Monsters, which I just wrote twice, and Godzilla vs. Kong, which I just wrote twice. Then there's Godzilla Minus One, which is fucking phenomenal. That's my other one of my top four or whatever. And there's Godzilla X Kong of the New Empire, which is okay. But like, Godzilla is awesome. And I really like the original movie. I recommend it as a classic. I mean, it's a classic. It's like, you know, Criterion Collection. I'm pretty sure they made a Criterion Collection of Gojira, which I had. You know, Kong versus Godzilla is just awesome. It's just stupid, silly fun. And if you like to have a good time, that is one to watch. Destroy All Monsters, you know, the original back in the day, it is cool, you know, which is why they, you know, essentially remade it. All these years later with this, you know, Godzilla Final Wars, which is awesome too. And the Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla original, and not the follow-up, but the later follow-up, Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla 2, is quite an awesome bit of Godzilla-ing for anybody to take. And, of course, you know, Godzilla Minus One, if you haven't gotten around to see it, or the Gareth Edwards Godzilla, they're awesome. And King of the Monsters is really fun, too. It just, you know, you start to see that it's not going to be maybe so awesome. And Shin Godzilla, like, it definitely, it's like a horror take on it. That really seems like super a lot of fun as well. So those are like the biggest ones that I would recommend. And then in the next tier of Godzilla movies that I would recommend, you've got slightly more recent, in the early 2000s, Godzilla, Mothra, and King Ghidorah, All Monsters Attack. That was the one that I wanted to add to the big one that I skipped over. That one's also in the top tier. That one's awesome. A lot of people consider it the best Godzilla movie, period, and it is damn great. I love Godzilla, Mothra, and King Ghidorah, All Monsters Attack. That's a great one. Love the special effects in particular. Just like, I've watched like those things in YouTube clips over and over again, like just like fights and stuff, because that's the part that I like the best. So that one's at the top of the list as well. But then we've got Godzilla 2000, which is fun. I still think Return of Godzilla 85 is fun, but better than both of those is Godzilla versus Biollante and Godzilla versus King Ghidorah, the origin story, that came out of the 85 Godzilla. And that's, you know, also later when Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla 2 comes, and then eventually Godzilla versus Destoroyah, which is the one that I would kind of recommend the most from that whole group. That's like, you know, in the top of the next tier. Godzilla versus Destoroyah is a great one. And then from the early guys, of course, like I said, you got the Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla, and you've got Destroy All Monsters. But also awesome is Invasion of Astro Monster. I recommend it. It's a fun one. And Mothra versus Godzilla is fun. It's very serious, but it's heartfelt, and you know, you'll feel for the characters in it. And it's got the twins, you know, who are the little psychic twins who represent Mothra and Mothraya. You'll leave saying Mothraya to yourself on occasion. It'll be super fun. Anyway, I'm Jesse Bliss Snyder, the coolest geek alive. This weekend I am doing my episode, I think, coolest pick on John Carter, which is like a much maligned movie. It got torn apart in the press and stuff, and I think a lot of people have been scared to watch it because of that, and it is great. It's directed by Andrew Stanton, and it's just like super fucking awesome. It's like really a favorite movie of mine. I've watched it many times, and I just rewatched it recently with my kids, and as I was watching it, I went, I'm doing a
fucking episode on this one. It's so damn good, and people don't appreciate it. Anyway, I am your faithful, you know, geek correspondent, asking you to like, share, subscribe, comment, do all those things, help this channel grow. You know, we grew really good for a little while, and you know, we've hit like a little bit of a what do you call it? Like a precipice? Not precipice, or like a, you know, like leveling out or whatever. And you know, I'm going to be doing a lot of things to help the show grow beyond where, you know, advertising and you know, doing a good show has gotten us. But we could really use all the help that that we can get to get the word out. If you ever want to be a part of our street team or anything, you can email me at jesseblaze@jessesnyder.com. I'm also on Twitter. I'm Coolest Geek JBS. Yeah. If you like music like I do, every Monday I do a show where I gush about my favorite bands called All Your Favorite Bands Suck. But it's just me gushing about my favorite bands. And yeah, I hope you'll join me on Saturday for another Coolest Pick. And again next Wednesday for another episode of The Coolest Geek Alive. Love you guys. See you next time. You've been listening to Coolest Geek Alive with me, your host, Jesse Blaze Snyder. Don't forget to rate, comment, and subscribe for more excellent geek culture content. Thanks for listening. It's my favorite part.
Talking some shit.
It's gonna be fucking awesome.
Living the shit.
My voice
it's gonna be fucking awesome.
Food in our mouth.
It's gonna be fucking awesome.
Get in the mouth.
It's gonna be
listen
fucking
to the
awesome.
Reverb.
Tell all your friends.
It's gonna be fucking awesome.
Call right on text.
It's gonna be fucking awesome.
Raising the bar.
It's gonna be fucking awesome.
Straight to the stars.
It's gonna be fucking awesome.
It's starting soon.
Straight to the top.
Fucking awesome.
Passing the moon.
It's gonna be fucking awesome.
On with the show.
Fucking awesome. Fucking awesome. It's gotta be fucking awesome. Just wait. You'll see. You'll all see.
You'll all see.
The Podcast Playground.